Anthony Ball's on the line, the CEO of Clubs New South Wales. G'day, Anthony.
How are you, Ben?
I'm well. You guys have put out a release today. This isn't anything new, but you're urging people to get out of the extreme heat and come into the local club. Well done.
Yeah, look, the heat is vicious no matter where you are, particularly if you're out west of the Great Divide. Look, the club's there. It's open for business. When there's a heat wave, it's the best place to be. Get in there in front of the air conditioner. Enjoy a cool drink. Speak to the friendly staff and stay safe. You know, if you're elderly or struggling with your health, then these heat waves are dangerous and the club can help.
And don't feel guilty about doing it. Don't feel like, oh, hang on a moment, I'm not really in here for lunch or, you know, to use any of the amenities or the services or whatever, or I just want to go. And if you just want to go and sit there and read a book in a corner in the air conditioning, you're more than welcome.
Look, call the club, get them to send the courtesy bus out. They'll pick you up, bring you in, settle you down, get you a drink. Look, when it's 48 degrees at Ivanhoe tomorrow, I want to be in the RSL. Or Blacktown, go to the Workers' Club or the RSL. You know that there's the local club there. Hop in the courtesy bus or get your own way down there. Get out of the heat, enjoy the air conditioning and the cool drink, and wait till the heat passes.
So you guys will go and pick them up in the courtesy bus?
Yeah, look, they've got little bus routes, but they can call up the club and they'll send it out. They're keen to look after their members. Even if you're not a member, the law allows clubs to accept non-members when the heat wave is on, and we've got one of those now.
Hey, can I just say on behalf of everyone, thank you for doing that, because I know, and look, I know all of the stuff you guys do, because you go above and beyond when it comes to helping out in so many different parts of the community. I don't know where some communities would be without the local club, but that is just an absolute winner on a day like this. So thank you, and I wanted to make sure that everyone knew, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed. Even if you don't plan on going there to have a feed, just go in there and enjoy the aircon. Thank you so much, mate. We'll talk to you soon.
All good, Ben.
Well done to everyone at Clubs New South Wales for that initiative. It's nothing new. They've done it for a long time. And if you have elderly neighbours or relatives, maybe suggest it to them. If it's one of these hot days and you're thinking, hang on, it's going to be a long day, Saturday, Sunday, ring up their local club, check what the courtesy bus is doing. In some occasions, they will go off the main route to go and pick them up. So if you say any chance you can pick them up from number 6 Smith Street, chances are they'll be able to do it for them. So just keep that in mind, not just for the people themselves, but if you're the son or the daughter or the niece or the nephew of someone who might benefit from that, don't be afraid of ringing up and checking for them and then saying, come on, Nan, or come on, Pop, jump in the bus. It's going to be picking you up in 45 minutes. And then they'll drop them back. It's not a bad service.